Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 23rd of November. I'm your host, Paul White. Today, as promised on yesterday's Thanksgiving program, we are going to get started in the fifth verse of 2 Peter chapter 1. Before I do that, I want to remind you that our newest book, Righteous Saul versus Righteous Paul, is in stock. We have copies and ready to ship. We've been sending them out all week here at the ministry. We sent a load out before we went on the road for Thanksgiving, and they're heading out all over the world right now. And we have more to ship at the start of next business week. So get on our website, get a copy of Righteous Saul versus Righteous Paul. We'll do our best to get it to you by Christmas. They're $10 a piece. Order a bunch of copies, give them away as Christmas gifts. This little book was birthed a few months ago from a sermon I did by the same title. I thought it would make good material for a little book, and it's the, well, I'll take about 20 seconds here and read the back of the book for you. The New Testament gives us a remarkable example of how a man can transform after an encounter with Christ. Saul of Tarsus is more than a persecutor of Christians. He is a shining example of the best that works and performance can produce. After meeting Jesus, he not only changes his name to Paul, but he changes his entire understanding of how a man is viewed as right in the eyes of God. $10, Righteous Saul versus Righteous Paul. Check it out. For those of you, and many, many have asked, for those that want it on some sort of e-reader, you can get it on at Amazon.com. By the way, you can also buy the book at Amazon.com if you're an Amazon Prime customer and you like that free shipping and get stuff overnight. Check us out. Pick up your copy at Amazon.com. And the e-version is available. I think it's $4. If you're looking for the e-reader version. 2 Peter, chapter number 1, verse 5, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue and to your virtue knowledge. Let's set the scene. The context of this passage is that remarkable 2nd, 3rd, and 4th verse of 2 Peter 1, in which grace and peace are multiplied to us in the knowledge of God. So the more we increase our correct knowledge about who God is and who his son is, the more we rest in grace and peace. His divine power has given to us everything pertaining to life and godliness. We already have what we need, in other words. We just need to increase our knowledge of those things. As we increase our knowledge, realizing that we have what we need, we start to realize that we have already escaped the corruption of the world. We have been given exceedingly great and precious promises. And that as soon as we get our minds accustomed to it, if that's the right phrase, we can start to tap into the divine nature. And I don't know that we have ever really figured out what that looks like. But if we would start to tap into it, we would start to see some things happen in our lives that all of us want to see happen. So I want to read to you verses 5, 6, and 7, because I want to show you some of the things that Peter thought ought to be coming out of those who have walked in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. For this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness, love. Now, there's a little bit of a translation issue, particularly at the top of this little run of scriptures. In verse 5, but also for this reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. That's a poor translation out of the Greek. It's not really adding to your faith virtue. It's adding to yourself by using your faith. So it's us walking in faith and allowing faith to add the following things more and more into our lives. Some of these you can certainly do without faith. Could you have some self-control without faith? Obviously. Self-control could come in the way that you govern yourself, how you eat, how you sleep, how you act in public. Could you have perseverance without faith. Yes, you could, perseverance, by the way, is patience. You could learn to be patient without faith. In fact, the Bible says the trying of your faith works patience. So that seems like the other way around. I don't think Peter's trying to indicate that all of these things only come to us by using our faith, but I think he's trying to complement the previous verse in which he told you you had the divine nature. And what are some things that ought to be showing up out of our divine nature? I think it's virtue and increased knowledge and self-control and patience and godliness and brotherly kindness and love. Some of these are already ours based upon faith in Christ. Actually, all of these are already ours. You're already godly based upon faith in Christ. But this using your faith to add these things is using your faith to bring these things to the forefront so that you start to see these things the way the divine nature sees these things, to where the divine nature side of you starts to overrun the human nature side of you, that you literally have self-control with less effort. You have perseverance. You have brotherly kindness. You start to exude forth godliness. And none of them are being done to get anything from God. They're all being done because you realize who you are in God. And so think of verse 5 in this term, using your faith. You're going to have to do this diligently because it's all diligence involved. And diligently meaning not go out and get busy, but diligently hold on to your faith. I think there's a constant religious pushback against you getting anything in your spirit through faith. The religious pushback will be, what have you been doing? Hey, don't expect God's going to do all this. What have you been doing to get God? To get God to move? And I think you're going to have to be diligent in holding on to faith and letting go of your performance in order to get things from heaven. Start to realize what you have. Now, tomorrow we'll start to break some of these things down. And some of them don't mean exactly what they look like they mean on the surface. And that's a crucial piece of information for us moving forward. I'll see you then. God bless.